Local Cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The UN Relief Agency in Gaza says more than 1 million Palestinians have fled Rafah. It follows Israel's deadly airstrike targeting Hamas. ABC's Britt Clinett spoke to an Israeli military commander who says IDF is investigating whether the ammunition stored nearby by Hamas may have also ignited.
He said it was a very precise attack based on intelligence. Now, that's just despite the firestorm and the civilian casualties that ensued. Shortly after, though, I spoke to a woman in Rafah. Her name is Arwa, and she told me that they could hear the F-16 payload drop, followed by ambulances. She is weighing up whether to leave. She said she fears her family will be next.
Closing arguments underway today in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. Prosecutors are expected to take several more hours before jury deliberations will begin. 1 million customers are without power in Texas due to severe storms and flight cancellations stacking up again today with more than 700 flights canceled nationwide. This is ABC News. The man who attacked Paul Pelosi with a hammer during a break-in to the Pelosi home back in 2022 was resentenced today after an unintentional error in his original proceedings.
David DePape was sentenced a week and a half ago to 30 years in prison for breaking into the Pelosi home and beating Paul Pelosi with a hammer, DePape's team admitting he has QAnon beliefs. But after that sentencing, it was realized that DePape was never asked directly if he wanted to speak at the hearing. So on Tuesday, he had a resentencing hearing. He was again given 30 years in prison, but this time he got to speak and apologized for his attack on Paul Pelosi. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A promising bump for the U.S. economy, the Consumer Confidence Index rising from 97.5 to 102 in May. Many Americans, though, still say they're anxious about inflation and interest rates. In an op-ed for the New York Times, Melinda French Gates vowing to donate $1 billion over the next 2 years to causes to support women and families. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from May 24th through June 3rd. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly clear and a low in the mid-40s tonight. Sunny and a high in the low 70s Wednesday. More sun and up to the mid-70s Thursday with another chance of rain Thursday night and Friday. High right around 70. And rain chances continue into the weekend. Highs stay in the 70s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 64 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Four teenagers killed in a Dodge County collision over the weekend were students at Madison La Follette High School and Sun Prairie East High School. A fifth Sun Prairie student sustained life-threatening injuries in the crash, which took place early Monday morning when the driver of a pickup truck the students were riding in reportedly ran a stop sign and was struck by a semi-truck. The National Weather Service confirms three tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin on Sunday night, one in Rock County, one in Jefferson County, and another between Fort Atkinson and Whitewater near Highway 12. All three were EF0 intensity, and there were no injuries. If you need to hire help to clean up from storm damage, Wisconsin Consumer Protection advises you to work with companies with a presence in your local community.
The Wisconsin DNR is reminding you to be careful with outdoor burning this spring. Here's Catherine Cooley.
Fire season in Wisconsin is in the spring, so that is the normal. We are about 2 weeks ahead of schedule. Greenup is progressing nicely. You know, at this point in the game, it's kind of a day-by-day situation. We want folks to be aware of the current fire danger, so know what that fire danger is before you decide to light any fires. Debris burning is the number one cause of fires in Wisconsin, so obtain proper burning permits. Follow the rules on that burn permit. You know, a lot of folks get a burn permit, then don't read it, so make sure you follow the rules on that permit. And then obviously make sure those fires are completely out. A lot of times people will think the fire is out, pour a little water on it and walk away. So it's really important to make sure that folks put a lot of water, stir, drown, make sure those embers are good and cold. And this also, you know, includes campfires as well. So even though you have it in a campfire ring on dry, windy days, those embers and sparks can escape and quickly cause a fire.
This message from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Wenikins. News this hour being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. There's been an arrest in a western Wisconsin killing. The Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department says deputies arrested a person Friday for a death that happened in Ettrick on May 15th. No one's saying anything about the case, including who was arrested. The Sheriff's Department also continues to remain tight-lipped about just what happened in the death in Ettrick. Investigators say it's a homicide, but that's about all they are saying. One person remains in jail after a standoff Friday night that ended with a shooting. Eau Claire police say it started as a disturbance call. The suspect had a handgun, and police say an officer shot and wounded him. Then there was an hours-long standoff. Police were able to eventually talk the suspect into surrendering, and the suspect was taken to jail. The shooting remains under investigation. There are layoffs coming to Viterbo University. The school in La Crosse Friday said it's making cuts to try to trim its expenses. In all, 27 positions at the university are being eliminated. Viterbo's president says that they are looking at both an enrollment decline and growing deficit. That deficit's expected to hit $5.5 million next year. A union representing over 1,500 workers at St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester are holding an informational picket today. That picket will be held outside the hospital beginning at about 2:30. The union's contract expired in late April, and union representatives say there's been little movement on a new one. The union represents a variety of employees at the hospital, including certified surgical technicians, patient escorts, janitors, and patient care assistants. Minnesota officials are keeping an eye on the northern border ahead of a possible strike by Canadian border agents. Canada's Customs and Immigration Union is demanding higher salaries and benefits and membership is authorized to strike as early as next month. Union officials say crossing the border could take up to 10 hours if customs agents strike. Minnesota leaders say they're working with the Canadian government to explore contingency plans if that strike indeed does happen. Wisconsin's attorney general is on the record as supporting the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. Attorney General Josh Call Friday signed on to a brief with 22 other attorneys general to support the federal rule that provides both support for pregnant women at work, but also requires states to accommodate women who get an abortion. Tennessee sued over that part of the act. The case is now working its way through federal court. Call and the other AGs say pregnant women need support while at work, even if that includes the choice to no longer be pregnant. You're listening to WRDN News.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
The Dunn County Sheriff's Department is looking for suspects in a beating at Shooters Showgirls in Elk Mound from back in March. Investigators on Friday released security camera footage from the club that shows five college-aged suspects who deputies say later beat up a man in the club's parking lot. The beating sent the man to the hospital with a broken cheek and possible brain bleed. The security video shows the moments leading up to the fight, but does not show the fight itself. No one is saying why that fight happened. The city of Durand will be looking at applying for a CDBG grant to help cover the costs of the Madison Street project. As part of the grant process, residents who live along the project will be surveyed on their household income. Now, Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says if the grant is approved, it could help cover half of the costs of the water and sewer parts of that project.
We would be looking at maybe possibly picking up about $660,000 at the max end, but that would help pay for a lot. In fact, that would cover about half of the cost of the what we could use it on, which of course would be water and the sanitary sewer that goes along there. If we move this along, we would probably be looking at building the project. We're talking 2026.
Milliron says if the grant is approved, the project would start in 2026. Two people have been injured after a collision with a highway sign in Goodhue County. The Minnesota State Patrol says a Honda Goldwing motorcycle hit a road closed sign on Highway 58 Sunday night. Sean Askew of Zumbrota suffered life-threatening injuries, while passenger Ginny Hoffman of Pine Island was also hospitalized with less serious injuries. Investigators say alcohol was a factor in the crash. Askew and Hoffman were not wearing helmets. Police in Rice Lake are asking for help in finding a local woman who's been missing for weeks. That city's police department took to Facebook yesterday to ask anyone with information about Melissa Davis. Her family says they haven't seen or heard from her in weeks. Rice Lake police are not saying anything about how she left or where she may be. Her pictures are online. You can find out more at the Rice Lake Police Department Facebook page. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
The country's tallest water slide is now open in Wisconsin. The giant water slide can be found at Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park in Wisconsin Dells. The Rise of Icarus attraction features five slides open to the public. Now, the tallest slide is called The Fall. It stands at 145 feet for the tallest slide in the world. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Stuart Haas to shutter operations. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to number racing fuel. The race off from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes off.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Stuart Haas Racing announced today that the company will cease operations at the end of the 2024 season. Formed in 2002 by Gene Haas, the organization added co-owner Tony Stewart in 2009. SHR currently has four drivers, including Chase Briscoe, who is highest in points at 16th, along with Josh Berry, Noah Gregson, and Ryan Preece. The team has enjoyed much success, winning Cup Series championships in 2011 with Stewart and Kevin Harvick in 2014. Over a 16-year period, SHR has logged a total of 69 Cup victories. Several organizations are rumored to be vying for the team's four Cup charters. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girls.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're going to have a fresh smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
La, 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 la.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter. N 73124 for rules and how to enter. Visit Febreze.com.
The Brewers and Cubs play game two of their four-game series at AmFam Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Freddy Peralta gets the nod tonight following the Brewers' 5-1 victory over the Cubs in yesterday's series opener. Robert Gasser working six innings yesterday wasn't involved in the decision, but he was dominating nonetheless, allowing just three hits, striking out seven, and it came in just his fourth start.
I feel really confident. Today it was just, I kind of had an ease to it. You know, the confidence is like, it's not necessarily me throwing strikes, but it's me knowing that I like my stuff works and that I can challenge guys.
Wisconsin men's basketball team will face Butler in a non-conference game next season and will do so at neutral site Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, home of the Indiana Pacers. Badgers also have scheduled matchups with Arizona, as well as the potential for matchups with Pittsburgh, Central Florida, and LSU in the Greenbrier tip-off. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The busy postseason continues as we are set for our first state championships of spring this week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
It doesn't get busier than this week, as every spring sport is into postseason play, including girls soccer, which starts regionals on Tuesday night. There are two state championships on tap for this weekend, boys tennis and the state track meet. We begin with a look at the boys' individual state tennis tournament held Thursday through Saturday at Nielsen Tennis Stadium in Madison. Defending state champion Oscar Corwin of Brookfield East is the top seed in Division I singles. The unbeaten team of Michael Stuxlager and Patrick Tudeberg from Marquette are the top seeds in D1 doubles. After back-to-back runner-up finishes, senior Adrian Yin of Brookfield Academy is the top seed in D2 singles and out to claim his first title. Nate Carson and Finn Milliman of Catholic Memorial are the top seeds in Division II doubles. The 128th WIAA Boys Track and Field Championships and the 53rd Girls Championships will take place this weekend at Veterans Memorial Stadium in La Crosse. Northland Pines senior Nora Grembin is looking to join exclusive company as a four-time state champion, as she has the top qualifying time in the D2 girls 1600 meters. She's also looking for a third title in the 800 meters. Likewise, Eliana Shepley of Rice Lake is going for a fourth title in the D2 400 meters. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages you to find your next outdoor adventure in the Badger State during Free Fun Weekend, June 1st and 2nd. During that weekend, state park admissions, fishing licenses, and trail passes are waived. More details when we return, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR invites the public to head outdoors for the 12th annual Free Fun Weekend, happening June 1st and 2nd. State park admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes are waived for all visitors those 2 days. With 50 state parks, 15 state forests,
44 state trails, 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 lakes, Wisconsin has a little something for everyone to enjoy. Most state parks and trails will be open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m., and vehicle admission stickers will not be required. Residents and non-residents will not be required to have a fishing license or trout or salmon stamp. Free fishing clinics are held during Free Fun Weekend at state and municipal properties to instruct beginning anglers. For more information and a list of events, visit the DNR's events calendar and Wisconsin State Parks webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly clear and a low in the mid-40s tonight. Sunny and a high in the low 70s Wednesday. More sun and up to the mid-70s Thursday with another chance of rain Thursday night and Friday. High right around 70. And rain chances continue into the weekend. Highs stay in the 70s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 64 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Markets that saw some lower numbers in the corn and the beans, up on the wheat. Some say the wheat was pulling those corn down, though. We'll talk more about what we're seeing in this complex today as we started on a Tuesday. Shortened week because of the holiday yesterday. Joining us is Jeff Peterson. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners. And so I think got to kind of start out there. What's going on when you look at these corn and bean markets at this point, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting trade. And with the market closed yesterday, if we look out to the international markets, wheat had a very strong move yesterday. A lot of times you hear us talk about the European wheat markets. You'll hear us talk about Matif wheat. And at one point yesterday in the European market on the wheat side, you know, wheat was up about 25 cents a bushel. Now, that strength, you know, did spill over. And as we saw our markets open up last night, we saw some stronger markets really all across the board. We saw the wheat market at one point, you know, would have actually been up about 25 cents also on the Kansas City. That strength did lend it some support over in also into the corn and soybean complexes. And as we traded through the night, at one point last night, we'd have actually had the corn market up about 7-8 cents. And even over on the soybean side, at one point, we'd have been up 8 or 9 cents on soybeans. But like we've been seeing here lately, what happened is as we came into that morning pause and then trade reopened, we started to see some pressure come back in the markets. Going into morning pause, we saw the wheat markets, you know, not selling off, but backing down. And at one point, you know, it would have actually been lower, but then it did rebound and closed higher. But we did see some weakness showing up there in corn and then also over in soybeans. And so, you know, that's a little bit of what we saw. Now, why did we see some of that happen in there? I think a lot of it came from, you know, some of the weakness that we ended up seeing in the soybean meal. Once that meal market wasn't able to go any higher, and that put some pressure back on soybeans. But that's kind of what things are looking at right now, Susan.
Well, and I heard that, too, there are some factors that were, you know, kind of really weighing in and seeing an impact for both the corn and the soybean side of it.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, if we kind of dig in, and this time of year, if you look at it, this market's kind of just walking a tightrope. And when I say it's walking a tightrope, what it's trying to do is it's trying to balance out planting progress and how that's moving along and what does everybody think we're going to have for acres and yields. But then it's also trying to also take into account, well, what's going on over in the wheat market and what impact could this big difference in price that we see between wheat and corn have on maybe the amount of wheat that's fed, and maybe that gives us some demand, additional demand over across the world for corn and some additional feed demand for corn. And you've got the continued dryness on that Safrinha corn crop. And overall, I think we'll continue to see those yields go down on that Safrinha corn crop. And then that Russian and Ukraine wheat crops, you know, they continue to see hot conditions and not as much precip as they'd like. And ICAR over the weekend actually went ahead and lowered another, you know, their yields additionally and brought back their production numbers for Ukraine, lowered their production probably about another 80 million bushels. And then on top of that, you've still got the fund position. The funds are trying to decide where they want to be positioned. So all those things are coming into play right now, Susan.
And, you know, you talk about this wheat market, and I know that there was a lot of that buy the rumor, sell the fact, too, that was kind of weighing in to what we saw with that wheat trade.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, what's interesting is that in that wheat market, depending on the forecast, and, you know, that's what's always hard about a weather market, because we've got a number of weather markets going on. You've got a weather market going on with the wheat. You've got a weather market down in South America with the Safrinha crop. And then for us, we've got a market that, you know, is really tricky to deal with, because you're going, well, these wet conditions are slowing up the planting progress, but at the same time, they're giving us, you know, additional moisture. But jumping back over to basically that wheat market for a little bit, something that we haven't touched on too much is that we know they've had some freezes and they've had dry conditions with Russia, but Ukraine also, and Ukraine's an important exporter of wheat. Russia's obviously the number one exporter, probably, you know, export out about 25% of the world exports, but Ukraine is also having some weather issues there. And, you know, as a matter of fact, over the past 30 days, they've kind of had some of the driest conditions in Ukraine that they've had over the last 45 years. So that's a concern there also, Susan.
Well, we're going to get our weekly crop progress report coming out this afternoon, Jeff. And I know not this week, but next week is when we'll start to really find out conditions for corn and soybeans. But having said that, how much impact is planting progress having on what we see in these markets right now?
Yeah, it's having a lot. It's really, you know, it's given us that support. Without, you know, the slower planting pace that we're having right now, you know, the markets would be struggling more than what they probably are. So just to kind of give you an idea, in the report that came out last Monday, a week ago, you know, not yesterday, but a week ago, they would have had the corn planting progress at 70% complete and 52% on the soybean side. Now, a lot of the estimates I'm seeing would suggest that today's number, when it comes out, it would be about 85% planted on the corn side and about 70% on the bean side. But let's kind of put that in perspective. What that looks like then is that we'd still have about 13 million acres left to get planted on the corn side and about 27 million acres left on the soybean side. So a number of acres. Now, you know, we're getting to a point in here where I think we could start saying a few things are going to happen on acres. I think we're going to see a little bit more prevent plant happen across North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Minnesota, maybe a million more acres. We've been saying about 4.7 million acres is what we thought was possible, and that's just kind of the historical average. I think you could probably bump that number up to about 5.7 million acres. As a result, I think you can bring the corn planted acre number down probably about a million acres right now. So instead of 90, you can start probably pulling that back to 89. Little bit unsure yet on what that all means for beans, because we know on the bean side they've got more time yet. And as a matter of fact, on the bean side, you know, there's always a possibility of prices, you know, change too much that you could have more double crop beans. But that's kind of what the planting progress looks like right now, Susan.
All right, sounds good. Well, stick around, folks. When we come back, we're going to take a look coming up at what's going on, especially when it comes to the funds. We'll talk about the sell-off that we saw as well in the market trade today. And then the big question is, can it go back to the green? And if so, how high should these markets move? We've got a lot to still unpack for the second half. The Channel Final Bell is right here on the Rural Radio Network.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bed liner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. That conversation continues with Jeff Peterson with Heartland Farm Partners. So let's talk a little bit about these funds. Are they short when it comes to corn and beans?
Yeah, they are. And they're still having an impact in there. You know, they definitely have helped that market out, and that market had bounced back up higher because of their continued buying back. But now they did have some sales this last week. But let's just take a look at where they are at. On the commitment trade report that came out on Friday, now that would have been the fund's position as of the previous Tuesday, but on corn, they were short 121,000 contracts, a little bit over that. On the soybean side, short about 26,000, and on Chicago wheat, about 25,000. Now, as the trade started this morning, we had the corn market. The funds were short about 109,000 contracts. On the soybean side, about 24,000, and the Chicago wheat, about 28,000. Now, the big key going forward here is that we are continuing to think that they will want to buy back that short position as we go forward just because of the concern on the weather. But if for some reason, Susan, they don't get the information that they want, if they don't get the fundamental changes that makes them think that they need to, you know, continue to buy back that position, we can't rule out at some point that they'd say, you know what, we bought back enough, now it's time to start selling. And we don't think that'll be the case, but we can't, you know, rule that out. So we got to keep an eye on that, Susan.
So then why did we see the sell-off happen on the soybeans today, Jeff?
Yeah, the soybean one, that was a little disappointing. The soybean market had a really good day of trade going. And so if we go back and we dig in and look at what was going on the July soybeans, for instance, when that market opened, you know, the market made a run. It got all the way up to a high of 1254 and three quarters. Now, later last week, you know, that market did trade all the way up to 1258. So it didn't quite get back up there. And then we saw some pressure coming in that market. And to kind of understand really what happened, I think we've got to go in and take a look at soybean meal. Because what's interesting on soybean meal, you know, soybeans were down 18.5 cents. Bean oil is up 57. It was actually up about 0.5 cent on bean oil. Soybean meal was down about $9.90 a ton. But on the soybean meals, we dig into that contract, it traded all the way up to a high of 391.30. Now, what was important about that number, wasn't able to break through it, but if we go back and say, well, why couldn't it break that level? Why didn't it have more power to go through? Well, believe it or not, that's actually an area that gave us some support going clear back to basically December of 2023. And from December 7th through December 19th, there was actually 9 times that market came down and hit that level. So we had some very, very strong resistance. Since that was support, since we physically held it, then once the market fell below it, turned into resistance, and that's where that soybean meal market traded up to. Once the soybean meal market came up to that level, wasn't able to break it, fund selling kicked in, maybe some speculative selling, maybe some hedging, and then just, you know, took that market all the way back down. But what was encouraging about it, though, is it did come down and just kind of sit right on that 10-day moving average. So I wouldn't say this move on soybean meal and soybean oil and soybeans is over. It's we're never going to have this market just going up without any pullback, Susan.
All right. Everybody says we want to see higher numbers. So that's the question. Is corn and beans, can this market go higher?
Well, this market can go higher. And, you know, and we're at an interesting point in here, but it's not, you know, I say it can go higher, but basically it isn't automatically assumed that it can do that. Because if we come back and dig into it, it's going to take some continued problems on the weather side. And what I mean by that is that we're going to have to continue to see the planting pace get hindered. If we all of a sudden turn it loose and say, you know what, we've got some better weather conditions coming, you know, down the road, and the forecast is kind of hinting at that a little bit, you know, then that's going to have a tendency to put a little bit of pressure on this market, and we're just kind of teetering back and forth there. Now, our belief, though, is we're going to continue to see dryness down in South America. We're going to continue to see some problems with wheat, and those things come in and contribute to still propping this market up. So I don't think it's just going to fall out of bed, but we're going to have to continue to see those funds want to physically buy that market. Now, what's interesting is we come back in the demand side. You notice we haven't talked about much about demand, all about supply. Demand side is not too bad. We're actually getting on the bean side. We're basically July forward on exports. We're getting very competitive with Brazil. The only problem will be on the corn side is that we're getting not so competitive on July forward out there because they're going to be getting closer to having harvest on that safrinha crop. And even though that safrinha crop's going to be a little smaller than they thought, there's still going to be bushels there for them to physically sell, Susan.
So are we getting close to need to make some old and new crop sales?
Yeah, we really are. I'd say on both the old crop and the new crop side, we got to watch this market very close. If we can't continue to get some additional, you know, movement higher in here and we kind of see ourselves stalling out and backing off a little bit, I do think we are going to have to make some sales on both the old and the new crop on corn and beans and also run the wheat side, Susan.
All right. Sounds good. Great conversation as always, Jeff. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at Heartland Farm Partners. Or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at JeffPeterson01.
And that has been the Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional, right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group, over 60 years of auction success. Memorial Day weekend saw the 108th running of the Indianapolis 500, the greatest spectacle in racing. And as has been the case since 1956, the winner cooled off with an ice-cold sip of milk. I'll tell you why when we come back. Is it time to upgrade your farm equipment for 2024? With over 60 years of auction experience, Steffes Group is bringing their auction expertise to Nebraska with the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction. Equipment is located at the Husker Harvest Days location for preview, and check steffesgroup.com for complete equipment descriptions and pictures. This auction to include large late model row crop equipment, track and loader tractors, self-propelled sprayers, combines, corn and draper heads, and more. Mark your calendar for this timed online auction. Bidding opens on Wednesday, May 29th at 8 a.m. Central and closes Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. Don't miss out on this rare chance to bid on late model equipment at the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction, closing on Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. That's steffesgroup.com. One of the more interesting traditions in sports was on display this past weekend when the winner of the Indianapolis 500 entered the winner's circle and was handed an ice-cold jug of milk. He took a drink and proceeded to pour the rest in celebration over his head and on that of the crew nearby. It's an iconic tradition that has resulted in some incredible photographs of the winner, and the history of that milk stretches back almost 90 years. Like some of the best traditions, it got its start by accident. Donald Davidson, the historian emeritus at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, says the tradition started with the winner of the 1936 Indy 500, Lewis Meyer. As a boy, his mother had told him that buttermilk would refresh him on a hot day, and it was advice he took to heart. After he finished the race, while he was waving to the crowd from the winner's circle, somebody handed him a bottle of buttermilk, and a camera caught a picture of him waving and holding the bottle. That image was shown around the country, and an executive with the Milk Foundation saw it and requested milk be served to the winner after every race. Now, the tradition wasn't always observed during the 1940s, but in 1956, it returned, this time to stick.
That year, the Milk Foundation began offering a cash prize to the winner, $300 to the driver and $50 for the chief mechanic if they'd take a swig of milk after the race. Pat Faherty, the winner in 1956, was a regular milk drinker and happily obliged, setting the tradition in motion. For a tradition this important, they don't just grab some milk from the grocery store before the race. The Dairy Association asks each driver before the race for their milk preferences. 26 of them this year opted for whole milk, 5 for 2%, and there were 2 takers for skim milk. And then the Dairy Association of Indiana has those options on ice. Once the race is done, they'll grab the appropriate milk from the cooler, and 2 Indiana dairy farmers delivered that beverage to the driver and crew chief. I'll have more when we come back.
It's just around the corner, the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park. The Fun Fest Medallion Hunt starts June 3rd. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Big D's on Friday, the Dweebs Saturday night. The Classic Car Show and Broad Feet is Friday from 5 till 7. Badgerland Midway Rides are back, and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Visit the Durand Improvement Group website for more information. It's the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park, Durand. Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Nowadays, of course, the cash prize for drinking milk at the end of the Indianapolis 500 is still there, but it's gotten a little bigger. The American Dairy Association of Indiana has taken over the responsibilities, and they award $10,000 to the winning driver and $500 to the crew chief for sipping that ice-cold milk. Alex Neuenschwander and Abby Herr were the Indiana dairy farmers who handed off the milk this year, and it's a tradition I hope continues for years to come. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly clear and a low in the mid-40s tonight. Sunny and a high in the low 70s Wednesday. More sun and up to the mid-70s Thursday with another chance of rain Thursday night and Friday. High right around 70. And rain chances continue into the weekend. Highs stay in the 70s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 65 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything. Living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while. If you don't believe me, why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need. And nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Everything I need, nothing that I don't. Everything I need, nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need, and nothing that I don't.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new. That leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together. Feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new.
Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and get too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side. Devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, now he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy. Blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh. She begging for more.
sipping on apple pie moonshine, and I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, 'cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always a long for the ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a Harley on a two-lane, Palomino across the plain, drop her down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a cold Bud Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my guilt, need a peg of 9 to 5, but that's alright, 'cause I'm running every red light. Yeah, 'cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. Oh, we ride. Oh, we ride. Yeah.
Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Every time you take a sip,